We're here with DeMarco Helms, who's competing, obviously, for one of those spots in the secondary, man. First day of pads, how'd it feel?
Oh, it felt good, you know, to just be out there, you know, with pads on, get the chance to bang a little bit. So it was definitely good for day one.
Seventh rounder out of Alabama. You made an impression last year, man. What are you building on from last year's experience?
You know, just to, you know, build on last year, you know, get better in things, you know, both on and off the field. You know, just to approach the game, you know, with a little bit more experience. Not letting anything, you know, be brand new to me like it kind of was last year. So, you know, just coming into the second year, second camp, you know, with more confidence.
I don't want to say overwhelming. That's the wrong word. But there is an adjustment, right, coming from college, no matter where you played, into the NFL. Talk about that.
You know, there was an adjustment, but I wouldn't say it was overwhelming, just because, you know, I feel like Alabama prepared me a lot, you know, for what to expect at the next level as far as, you know, defenses, competition, and overall, you know, just the mental aspect. You know, coming into my rookie year, it wasn't overwhelming, but it was definitely, you know, a new experience for me.
It is Falcon safety DeMarco Helms with us, guys, here live on Dukes and Bell. How has Jesse Bates helped you? Did he help you last year? How's some of the older guys helping you out?
Oh, yeah, Jesse is definitely, he helped me a lot last year, and he's helped me this year as well, of course. He's just a great teammate, a great leader on the defense and on the whole team. A lot of guys can lean on him, you know, for, you know, advice, you know, how to get better at the player at the safety position. And I just take things after him as far as, you know, what he does. I try my best, you know, when I see him do something nice, you know, like he, you know, had some good plays today. I go ask, you know, what did you see on that? You know, what was your, you know, how did you process that? Just to, you know, get to the level that he is. It's great to, you know, have someone like him on our defense. So, you know, I feel like I'd be wrong, you know, to not learn from him.
So the difference in this defense with Jimmy Lake versus what you ran last year, is it completely different? Is it similar? Well, what are the nuances to it? Because we talked to A.J. Terrell, and he was like, he feels like he's going to be able to, you know, make some more plays in this scheme.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely some things that he kept the same, just because, you know, we have a lot of guys that we had on the same team last year. But he's definitely brought in his own things, you know, that we like. He's definitely given us a chance, you know, make more plays on the ball and, you know, just allowing us to play fast. So, you know, we definitely like the things that Coach Lake is doing for us.
What's it like seeing Penix and Kirk Cousins out there zipping that ball? Looks like it's really flying out there.
Yeah, it's great to have them out there. You know, they're two great quarterbacks. They give us great looks. Hopefully we give them great looks as well. So it's good to, you know, get that competition going out there. So that way when we go to the game day, we'll be playing against quarterbacks that we'll have a better look for, just because we're getting some great looks from good quarterbacks on our own team.
DeMarco Helms joining us. We're on the verge of starting, obviously, college football. You played at Alabama under Nick Saban. Let's talk a little bit about that, because there's been some changes, but talk about your experience there, man, and you know, you going there, you guys won a lot, obviously, and now with the changing, you know, the change of coach, a lot of people still expect Alabama to be in the mix. Talk about your experience.
My experience at Alabama, I loved it. It was ups and downs, of course. Won a lot of games, you know, lost some big ones, unfortunately, but it was great for me. Going into high school, I know there's a lot of NIL and things like that, but Coach Saban didn't offer me anything but a scholarship. but it was great. I met some, you know, lifelong friends there. And definitely the new coach, Coach DeBoer, I definitely hear a lot of great things from him as far as, you know, the players that I still know on the team there. They have a lot of guys there that I play with, and I know that they're great players, good people. So I'm definitely confident, you know, in what they can do this year. I'm confident in the guys that they have in the locker room. So, you know, I'm still rooting for Alabama no matter who the coach.
And just follow up, were you surprised that he stepped away? It's hard to imagine Nick Saban not coaching at Alabama.
Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to see him step away. I know some people probably imagine that he had kicked the bucket in the office. But, you know, it's, you know, with the NIL and things like that, you know, I know it's probably hard for him to, you know, for a lot of kids to, you know, look at Alabama and look at Coach Saban, you know, as a money grab instead of, you know, what a lot of older guys looked at it as, you know, as far as, all right, I'm not worried about, you know, NIL or money. I'm worried about, you know, what coach, you know, what program is going to give me the best, you know, chance to make it to the NFL. So, you know, that was my mindset why I chose Alabama. You know, that's the reason I stayed at Alabama when NIL came around. You know, I really looked at the bigger picture. So, I mean, I kind of feel like, you know, it was time for him to, well, not time for him, but, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, it was inevitable for him to step away eventually once it started to be like, you know, a money game.
Right. DeMarco Helms made plenty of plays at Alabama, looking to make some plays for our Falcons. Real quick, talk about your one-on-one today with Kyle Pitts. And, you know, that development going up against Pitts or Drake or any of these guys out here.
Yeah. Kyle was definitely a great matchup for me today. You know, he got me a bit. But it's definitely, you know, first day of pads. You know, Kyle's a great tight end, great receiver as well. You know, he's a guy that can do it all. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure, you know, I gave myself, you know, a great look as far as, you know, not always going up against, you know, some of the bigger body tight ends. You know, I definitely has practiced. You know, it's day one. So, you know, I wanted to challenge myself. And, you know, I definitely appreciate Kyle for the good work.
And DeMarco, it's like a new house around here, all this stuff. We lose the fans, so you get some juice. Are you excited about Friday being out there in Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to be in Mercedes-Benz, you know, get that fan experience, get that crowd going a little bit. So, you know, we've definitely been missing them out here, you know, hyping up big plays. But I'm sure on Friday they'll be loud.
DeMarco! Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.